On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing. Whatever.
Well, on Fridays, we're joined by humorist and pole vaulter, Tori Lagarde, and she joins us now, and you remember her from
Do that anymore.
Oh, yeah. But we were so proud of you during the Olympics.
Is that what it was? Oh, never mind.
Is that what I was doing? We forgot, huh?
No, pole vaulting.
No, we were all very, and thank you for your cervix.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Good to see you.
It's Friday. There's one every week,
yeah.
Isn't there?
Hey, Halloween was a couple of days ago. Did you have anybody come to your haunted house?
That's a good word for it. We just leave the candy at the end of the driveway on a
stick.
No, on a chair note and saying take three. And so they did, and we had a few left at the end. So they did. They came down, and it's why we're having construction on the house right now. So it's better not to walk up to the door.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's safer for the kids, and then they can get their own candy and
so
get on their way. That's
you
what
don't
they
know
want.
If there. So it wasn't emptied. In other words, the honor
there were
system.
About 9 pieces left. The honor system worked, I guess.
Okay, very good.
Because mostly they're with their parents, and they're not going to. These teenagers, they don't come to our street.
How many pieces did you put out originally? May I ask?
I think there was around 30.
Oh, so it was a good number of kids that came by.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Did
Jasmine do any yard work or something to earn those candies? Well, you didn't want them on your property.
That reminds me, though. Yeah. I did read a funny tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read this from the Eric Trump Jr.?
No, I did not. I did not hear of an Eric Trump tweet.
Oh, this was a doozy.
Oh, my.
I was so happy to accidentally stumble on this. So Eric Trump, in his infinite wisdom, showed a picture of his beautiful daughter. I must say, his child is breathtakingly gorgeous. This little, she's probably 4 or something. She's so cute.
That's because he bought her.
Really?
Oh, yeah, in a child store.
Oh, well, she looks like a Trump. I mean, she looks like, I thought it was Ivanka's daughter, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, so he shows a sad picture of her dressed in her Halloween costume. She's a little cop, which is cute. And she shows her pumpkin that has most of its candy gone with her sad little look, which is so evil. He's so evil. Mm-hmm. So this is what he said. He said something to the effect, I'm going to paraphrase a tweet, that he's teaching his daughter about socialism, how he takes 80% of her candy and gives it to someone that, I guess sitting home on this couch, didn't go out, and she gets to keep 20%. But you know what? The tweet, he got blasted because, number one, it's free candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't work for this candy.
No.
But it's so they ripped him a new one because he's so stupid and he couldn't even spell two right. She'll learn about it too. T-O.
Get out.
So yeah, it's there and it's.
That's stupid.
What a jerk. He's going to teach her how to be snarky instead of kind.
What's the sad face on the child for though? See, that's what bothers me.
Yeah.
Is so now when I give up to give to somebody who doesn't have, I look very sad.
The whole thing's screwy, yeah.
He's
taking her candy from her. That's the point in saying, you know what? You're not going to have this because we're going to make a point here for America.
So socialism bad.
Apparently.
Because when there's socialism, you'll be hurt if you go by the socialist. Of course it's free candy. That has nothing. He doesn't understand that.
He doesn't understand anything. It was so mean. It's just that poor little girl. My heart broke for her. Maybe it's a joke and he'll be saying, oh, honey, we just did that for the picture. Here's your candy. Hopefully he does the right thing.
Yeah, but that's still using a child pornography.
Is. Well, no one called that.
Well, I do.
It's manipulation of something.
Huh. Trumps never manipulate anything, Tori. What are you talking about?
Well, I think that they do.
I
know. But, Russia, I told you, I watched that documentary months ago about how the involvement, and no one's really seen it, I guess. It's right on YouTube. The Dutch did it. So the Dutch got in here, interviewed a bunch of people about these dealings in Russia.
Yeah.
It's been a fact for a long time.
Back in the Nixon Watergate thing, when Nixon was being investigated, almost all of the Republicans back then, were saying, this is stupid. He didn't do anything wrong. And these are all, it's a witch hunt. They used that term witch hunt way back in the Nixon days.
I know.
And then finally, when the indictment occurred and the trial began, Republicans started going, oh,
There was some murmuring.
But it wasn't until all the way toward the end that the Republicans started, you know, they still backed Nixon.
Right.
So this is not odd, and this is going to be the same pattern until it's proven that, yeah, this like really happened, that he really did commandeer. Mm-hmm. Let's face it. This is his name, Trump?
Yeah, Trump.
Okay.
I like saying Trump.
He had his hand. He doesn't delegate crap. He had his hand in every single piece of pie there was. He knew about everything that was going on. As a matter of fact, his kids, his advisors, loved saying to Trump, "Ooh, guess what we got? Oh, guess what we're doing for you, Don." Mm-hmm. He knew about everything, and he knows he knew about everything.
Well, I'm anxious to hear this Hope. What's her name? Hope Hicks. When they get a hold of her. Mm-hmm. But see, now she's got 2 weeks to lawyer up and get everything straight. Sure. But will she dare lie? Sure. Will she take a chance?
You can't lie. You'll be...
Take the fifth.
You do jail.
You do jail. Do something. I don't know.
Well, taking the fifth doesn't help people anymore.
Good.
Yeah. No. I mean, you can legally, but it says things.
And think if he pardoned these people once Manafort and Gates got...
Sure.
He won't. My mother's like, he won't do that.
Yeah.
Even if he did, all the better.
No. All the better. Yep. All the better
to see you with my dear, like yes. Big Bad Wolf.
Yes, we
He's
want
a big bad. Something.
You want transparency in government? You're going to get it. So that's it. Mm-hmm. Here's what bothered me recently. Of course, the horrible thing in New York that occurred Monday afternoon. And to me, I mean, it's horrible, but it's amazing to me that hasn't happened.
It's going to keep happening. I'm surprised it hasn't. You're right. It hasn't happened a lot more. We've talked about this.
Yeah.
You rent a truck. You do that. It's been. It's the easiest thing in the world. It seems like.
Now the guy that did this, who admitted that he did it, he came to this country as a normal immigrant
from Uzbekistan.
No problems.
Yeah.
That's not on the list of bad places either.
Right.
That's a friendly list out of there. He didn't become radicalized until he was years and years into this country by watching videos on probably YouTube or whatever the case may be. I don't know if it's YouTube. Mm-hmm. here's what questions things to me. Trump immediately, within hours, the tweet was death penalty immediately, fast justice, let's get this guy killed. I happen to agree with that part of it because the guy admitted it. I mean, he's not being coerced. He admitted that he did it.
Yeah, but this mental illness, there's all kinds of legal things you don't understand that because if we just did that and everyone said, oh, they're guilty, kill them.
Well,
there's all these extraneous circumstances
but
we have to follow.
There are people who have done horrendous things against this country and murder who are still waiting trial after 3-4 years.
Right.
So that's the slow justice.
Well, priority.
If something like this happens, that's not a slow justice thing. That's like,
It should go to the top of the list.
Yeah, get your stuff together and let's
process.
Do it.
But this still is a process.
Yeah.
Right.
Here's how stupid Trump is, and all lawyers are saying this. The fact that Trump came out and said the guy needs the death penalty because he did it, that's going to be in the guy's favor, actually, because the lawyers can say, I can't get a jury.
Oh, I can't get a fair trial.
Yeah, so... Okay. Trump, just shut the hell up, will you? That's how stupid he is. He does. See, he doesn't check with anybody. He just does things in the middle of the night with his penis hanging out in the bathroom at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's the best place to keep him, just there.
Yes, and also the thing that I talked about. After the massacre in Las Vegas, when people were saying, not the same day, but within a few days, we've got to look at the gun laws. We've got to stop this bump stock thing or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. To describe a truck.
Trump's response was, don't talk politics now. We need to mourn.
Oh, right.
We'll do this later. This is not the time to talk. With the truck thing in New York, that was because it was immigration,
right,
and that's one of his political deals within the same day.
Well, there's another, I mean, even if it wasn't Trump, there's a whole thing with guns and trucks. I mean, it's very apples and orangey type thing. So you can jump on and say the gun thing, we've been lobbying for years to get rid of them or something. But the trucks, we've never lobbied to get rid of trucks.
No.
He
made an immigration. He didn't make a truck.
Right. Immigration.
So immigration is a hot spot with which
right,
he
couldn't
his
do it with the white
are.
Guy in Las Vegas.
Well, not only that, but you can't talk about banning any type of gun paraphernalia because that's the NRA is behind Trump, see. So it's just.
But the thing about the immigration thing, Ron, that I don't understand, people know this, but they don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
These people are already here. There's not, correct. It's not, they don't have to get into the country. They're sleeper cells. Cases. They're all over
they're
the
all
place.
Here.
They're already here, like the marathon bombers. Yeah. They're already here.
That's
they're
the thing.
They're waiting to do their thing,
he
and they don't
say,
need to go
he
anywhere.
He might want to
they're
say,
here.
I don't want immigrants in here so that they may do their thing in 10 years.
Yeah, vetting. That, vetting
that
my,
there is vetting. There is vetting. And
right.
But it doesn't matter. Once they're here.
And they're definitely here.
They can change while they're here if they watch the right videos. What I'm saying is, this internet, I know it's a free internet, and you can put anything you want on it. That's what we're about. But if someone is posting a video anywhere on the internet, and it shows people being beheaded, and why don't you try this, or this is how you make a bomb in order to kill people, shouldn't that be removed from the internet by somebody?
Well, it depends on the domain and who owns it. If it's your domain, you can pretty much, for free speech, do what you want.
But you can't do what you can't. I don't believe
two,
you can do whatever you want.
Number two, you can because there's the dark web, which I've explained to you about, haven't I? And that's a whole other ball game.
I don't understand you explain to me half the things.
Well, the dark web has child pornography, how to buy guns, how to buy drugs, how to get a hitman.
Yeah.
Anything, and that is not regulated.
Well, maybe it should be.
Well, isn't that's why it's called the dark web,
well,
because you can't get to it.
Let's put some
you
lights.
You can get to it.
Let's put some lights on the dark web.
There's people in there investigating
it. We know
it.
How to do it.
There are people in there surveilling it, but then that's how they entrap people.
Yeah.
But it's going to be there. You're not going to get rid of the dark web.
Well, why not? Why can't
can
you
get rid of the sun or the moon?
No, why can't you get rid of certain postings individually? Why not?
It's very hard to track them.
No, it's not. We can get in there. If a guy considered his, well, it's hard to track.
Because you get
track
the guy
them,
once.
But it's not hard to block them. A hacker can block anything they want on the dark, gray, or red web. It doesn't really matter. The technology is there. As strong as the technology is to put it on there, it's stronger to block it.
Okay.
I guarantee you. But and that's where we should be heading because beheading, I'm
aha,
sorry.
I heard
oh,
that.
My
I
God.
Caught that. I see what you did there.
Yeah.
CNN.
Unknowingly. Unknowingly I did that.
Yes. Yeah. Well, right. It's all subconscious. They say it could be a
so we move
Freudian.
On. We move further away from that subject matter. But that's where the real war is. It's not anywhere else. It's not even North Korea. The real war
is virtual.
Is virtual on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that's Russia's deal, as a matter of fact.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Well, they say, you know, that whole, I read about a little bit about the Russia thing, how they preach conservatism, family values.
Mm-hmm.
See, they're for that because they thought Donald Trump or think he wants to do that. So they want to ingrain their philosophy into America. See, America, you're going along with it. You're going along with this whole Russian thinking. Little did you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, country,
right.
Comrade.
Right.
We got to go to church. We do these things.
Yeah.
That's a Russian type.
Yeah.
Mentality.
Correct.
Freedom is not a Russian mentality.
Right.
And we want freedom, but they don't like that. So if you want to go along with Donald Trump and his, you know, then just do it, man, because you're stupid. You think he's an everyman, working man. You're the dummy. He's not working for you. He's working for the rich. Morons.
It's very difficult because in this country, we believe, see, we're not horrible people.
No.
There are a lot of horrible people, but we're not basically made up of horrible people. And we want to make the world just like us. We would love it if Russia was a democracy. I mean, this is what Reagan was trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
We would love it if there was no more communism. We want the whole world to do it the way we do it. Russia wants the whole world to do it the way they do it.
Sure.
They think they have more control. They can better take care of things without intervention from Congresses and things like that.
Rigged elections.
Right. So Russia would like us to be more like them. I kind of understand, I don't agree with that theory of what they're trying to do, but I kind of get it. I kind of say, yeah, I mean, we want you to be like us, and you want us to be like you. Okay, like, can't we just say, like, okay, but just, like, don't go killing people?
Yeah, peacefully,
I mean, how about that?
Do your thing, and we'll do our thing.
Right. And I think North Korea, even, you know, someone who is really smart could probably finagle them into a lull as well.
Hey, North Korea. South, the Olympics is coming up in a few months, February.
That's going to be interesting.
Right there.
That's going to be interesting.
Go. Would you go?
I won't even go down to buy a piece of tuna fish from the supermarket.
Well, I mean, I've been to two Olympics, but I wouldn't go if that was right next door, that
of
one.
Of course I would not go.
That sounds like trouble's brewing.
And I wouldn't want any of my God, there have been Olympics where horrible things have happened.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not that, you know, I don't think North Korea does that kind of stuff. I mean, it's not ISIS or anything. Mm-mm. But at the same time, that's...
What if things escalate during those 2 weeks with America? I mean, it's risky.
It is very risky. It'll be a very interesting...
I love the Olympics, too. I love watching them.
I don't care.
Especially the winter ones. The winter ones are my favorite. The summer ones are okay, but I love the winter Olympics. We talked about that. You don't like the sports thing.
Well, it kind of interrupts all the regular TV programs, which suck this year anyway.
Yeah.
You can't interrupt Netflix, so I guess it's okay.
Okay, that Hulu, Amazon.
Yeah.
Man, everyone's got TV.
I suppose. So that really doesn't matter anymore. It's just too much, I don't know.
Jumping?
Yeah.
Skating? Sledding?
Remember when the Olympics were in China? In Beijing?
Oh, yeah.
That scared the crap out of me when they had the opening ceremonies
and people were
goose stepping all over the place, thousands and hundreds of thousands of them. It was like, this is not fun Olympics.
You misstep, we shoot you.
This is scary Olympics.
Yeah, but that has a place too, right?
I didn't like that place. Scary Olympics. Yeah, if it was Halloween. that was kind of...
But it's far away. It was okay. We were here safe in the United States.
Yeah.
On our television.
No, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I think that's going to be interesting.
Remember the Atlanta ones when they had the guy put the bomb in a trash barrel or something? And then they harassed the wrong guy?
Yes.
And his whole life went downhill and he died?
Well, that's when we didn't know what we were doing.
Just put a point of finger. And, it's that one right there, him. Yeah. And then everyone believes.
Well, now we have cameras all over the place. It's a little different now.
Oh, my God. But that poor man.
Yeah, Olympics can be places where points are made. Mm-hmm. And sometimes violent points are made, and you go all the way back to that, the deal with the Jewish people in that compound. I mean, with the
kid that was like the first Olympics, wasn't it? Berlin?
Yeah, it was in that area.
Hitler and stuff, and the whole yikes,
No, it was much later. I was in Innsbruck, I believe. No, not Innsbruck. Much later on.
Oh,
yeah.
In the 40s.
Oh, no, no.
There weren't the Olympics with Hitler watching?
I think Carter was president.
When the Olympics started?
No, not when they started. Oh. When they had that kidnapping incident. Oh,
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that was 1972.
That was like hostages.
That was Munich.
Yeah.
They even made a movie, which I've seen four times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, I thought you meant when the Olympics was.
No, I'm saying terrorism has
been
done during these Olympics. Definitely. And you mentioned Atlanta.
Right.
And
we do it again because that's been a while.
Oh, yeah. So that's why South Korea is going to be kind of interesting.
Yeah. Maybe nothing will go wrong. Sometimes I think everything's going to go wrong and nothing goes wrong.
Well, there'll be tons. Because now when you have an event like that, there are tons of security. So it's like any place but.
Right.
But the trick is when you have tons of security, then you're free to go somewhere else where there isn't tons of security because you're spending all the security in that place. So it just gets a little weird sometimes. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that anymore. It is what it is.
It is.
What's coming up then? Yeah.
Veterans Day. Next week.
That's nice.
We'll be saying Happy Veterans Day to everyone.
I suppose we will.
They'll be home and not working because it's a federal holiday.
It is a federal holiday. It's also my birthday.
You're on Veterans Day. That's right.
Yes.
This year.
And I'm not a veteran.
Not yet.
But I am officially.
You'll be inducted.
Day. I'll be induced.
You'll be assimilated.
I will.
Donald Trump will want all able bodied men. And you seem able bodied, Ron. There's no getting out of it now.
Have you seen my body? I'm not even able to bend down and pick up a penny off the floor.
I've seen you do it, but it does take a minute.
to do it. Yeah, by the time I get all the apparatus in place to lower me down gently.
Do you bend over for a penny? Really? Is that true?
No. I haven't picked up anything off the floor since like I was six.
The monkey only takes silver money. Yeah, I pick up quarters and dimes.
Well, you're a lot closer to the ground than I am.
I am. You're a lot closer to the clouds. Right. How's the weather up there?
Yeah, I got a pack of lunch. Take a train.
All day.
Really? Seriously, man.
Get a transfer.
There's delays. Got to go security just to get the penny. It's too much. So I just leave the penny there.
Besides, if it's heads down, that's bad luck, man.
Yeah.
Heads up, pick it up. Heads down.
I can't even see it from up here.
That's another problem.
Something shiny copper. I don't know what the hell it is. Did you hear that Massachusetts is considering not having daylight savings time anymore?
Yeah.
And
Atlanta time. We talked about this one.
Yeah. Well,
they already have it, though.
No, make believe we didn't.
And they already have it in Nova Scotia. I did find that out.
Well, they're really pushing it now.
Get out, really?
Yeah. Actually, the bill is going to be discussed next week with a guy named Bill, oddly enough.
It does get dark kind of early. I don't think I like it very much. Can they stop time? Please
well, the problem that. Is that if you don't do the daylight savings, then the kids are going to school in the dark in the morning.
Yeah.
So what?
What kids? What school? How is that my issue?
What the hell do I care?
I haven't done that.
So Massachusetts is saying if the other states on the eastern seaboard go along with it, then we will go.
Yeah,
well,
because
yeah, obviously at
that
point.
We can't just be a little carved out state.
So they said, like, so the problem with the kids going to school in total darkness.
There's a problem.
Where's the bus?
Oh, my God, they'll get hit by the bus. I've heard about kids getting hit by buses in the dark.
Yeah, unless you're wearing orange fluorescent, it's a problem. Yeah. Yeah, you don't want kids out there. And they said, well, they'll just start the school day later and have them stay later in the day, so school won't end until, like, 3:30, 4 o'clock
in
the afternoon.
That's fine. I don't care. Good. Like the Japan, like the Japanese, they do that there. They go to school 6 days a week. Maybe seven, but definitely six. They go Saturdays.
Yeah.
And their kids are so smart.
They are very smart.
We're slackers over here.
But you know what? It's not that they're in school more, those Chinese kids. It's more that their parents, whom they usually have, both of, their parents really instill education upon them.
They're driving
them
home.
They work with them. Mm-hmm. They
know the importance.
It's a family unit. I mean, these kids go home and the grandparents are there and the parents. I mean, they live together, you know, and I think they're all having sex. I don't know what the hell's going on with that, but I'm telling you, the family unit and the values, the values of the country, not so much, but the values of the family, they revere the the elders, and education is imposed upon them continually. That's it. You don't learn anything. See, I don't believe in schools. I don't believe in education.
You told me that. Yeah. At least higher education, right?
It's all up to the parents. The parents have to instill in these kids the fact that they would want to learn something. If you're sitting in school and you're going to school a lot and you're just looking out the window or playing with yourself, then you're not going to learn anything.
Right.
But if you have the in-baked drive, curiosity to learn, then you're successful.
Right.
So educationally, and then they blame the teachers. Well, that's a lousy teacher. They're not teaching them well.
Yeah.
No, the kids don't want to. Those kids don't want to learn. That's the problem. You can dance on your elbows.
And these teachers, they're teaching say they have 25 kids in the class and 24 are doing great.
Yes.
And that one, and they say they're a lousy teacher. How can they do that?
They review them poorly.
That's not right.
It isn't right at all. It isn't right.
Because there's going to be one bad apple every now and then.
Even when you buy a bushel of apples from the supermarket. You know, and by the way, there's like 99 cents a pound right now at Shaw's. Yeah.
I just went apple picking. I picked my own. I picked two apples.
I thought you looked healthier.
They're delicious. When you pick them right off the tree, they're so delicious. I can't believe it.
Don't they actually have an apple that's called delicious? Isn't
that
a little...
Yeah, I don't
little,
like those ones, though. They're
just
sweet.
That's a little egotistical by the apple, isn't it?
It's,
you know, like, I'm delicious.
I had got
Seriously?
A Gala and a Fiji and the Macintosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, you pick your own apples, Ron.
Yeah, that's nice.
I picked two. I didn't pick a bunch because it was for the girls, my nieces.
Yeah, well,
but
let me tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not, but if you walk into a supermarket, they're already picked and you just buy them.
Yeah, but it's not the same.
What's
this
problem?
Is an event. You go and you actually see apple trees, and there's tons of apples on the ground. It looks like deer have been getting at them and ants and things. So they wait a lot of waste.
Huh.
I wonder what they do with those old apples. They should give them to pigs or something.
Hmm.
It's fun. It's an event.
You know, it's also fun. What's an event is milk your own cow. You go down to the local dairy farm and you hit the udders. Yeah,
I've never had an interest in that.
I'm telling you, Tori. I mean,
I don't want to be a farmer. I don't want to be a pirate.
They're already picked and fine.
No,
I don't. What's the fun of picking your own apples?
It's something to do.
Don't you have to aren't most of them rotten?
No, not off the tree.
Really?
No.
I thought they weren't. Worms? You must spray them with insecticide or something.
I just wiped it on my pants and then ate it. It's juicy. It's delicious. It was great.
It's delicious apple.
I didn't get one of those. I got a Gala or a Fuji.
Are the trees labeled?
Yes. The orchid.
Really?
The orchid has one at the end of the row with a wooden sign.
Well, that's nice.
And tells you what kind of apples these are.
Huh.
Yeah.
And what do they charge you to do this?
Oh, it's a lot.
That's what I'm talking about. 99 cents a pound at Shaw's.
There were 5 of us picking apples.
Yes.
My brother, my nieces, and her friend.
Mm-hmm.
$42 just for the apples and the picking. Okay.
For five of you.
Yeah.
So five into $42 would be about $600 a person.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't math well.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went because they have a gift store.
Mm-hmm.
You go in and you get the fresh pumpkin bread, banana bread,
and that's
the
more
apple
money.
Fritters,
yeah.
Hot cider. We were looking at $100 by the end of the day. They get you. But they're the nicest people. Apple farmers are the nicest people. So you just want to throw money at them for their nice little fresh baked goods and their quaint attitude.
I can do that in a strip joint. I don't need to go to an apple
farm.
That's
different.
Yeah, I guess it is. Just the same action, but different results.
That was the Franklin place in Franklin. We went all the way to Franklin, and it was so nice.
That's nice.
There was chickens and goats.
How many of those did you buy?
None.
Oh.
There's so many chickens. I don't know where the chickens fit in, but I guess it's a farm type thing. Eggs, maybe they have the eggs.
I assume it's a farm type thing.
They have pies, so they must use the eggs for the pies. I assume it's a farm type thing when you mention chickens and goats.
Well, an
I don't
apple,
think it's the circus.
Apple orchard wouldn't have to be really a farm. That could have been just a.
That's part of their name, so I guess it was a farm.
I guess so. I don't. I'm not excited by apple picking. I got to tell you.
Well, so, I don't know if I'm excited, but it was something.
If
to
someone
do.
Said to me, "Ron, let's it's a beautiful Sunday. Let's go picking apples." I'd say, "Let me know when you get home."
I couldn't picture you doing that. You're right.
No.
No.
I wouldn't need a ladder. That'd be nice. And just like touch the top of the tree.
You could just get apples for other people.
But if apples fell on the ground, I couldn't pick them up.
Oh, that's right.
So that's going to be a problem. Yeah, there's a big problem involved there.
You wouldn't know which one it was anyway. There's so many on the ground. If it dropped,
I wouldn't know if it's delicious or
what happened,
or what happened to the apple.
Because the ants find them, I noticed.
Really? They have ants?
The ants eat apples.
They had ants on the ground?
Yeah.
Boots on the ground?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ant boots.
Oh, God. Ew.
Well, the ants go marching two by two. Hurrah, they need boots for that.
I love that song.
Yeah, I hate it. Don't put that in my head. That and Elton John. Don't you dare put those things in my head.
What's wrong with Elton John in your head?
I don't want to hear his songs right now.
Something wrong?
Well, when I get in the
emotional?
No. My ex-husband, when he gives me a ride somewhere, he always has this stupid love song channel on. And it's from the 70s and 80s stuff, mostly 70s. And it's like he's in a time warp and I can't stand. I hear Peaches and Herb and I hear Elton John and I want to get the hell out of there. And I tell him, and he won't change the channel.
No, because, well, he's living in the past.
He is.
Well, that's okay.
I want to live in the 80s, though, not the 70s. Come on, get with it. Well, you live in the 60s, right? You pick a decade.
Who picks
the 70s? Nobody. Stop it.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick the 80s, to be honest with you.
No, I would. I did.
That's disco stuff, isn't it? 70s to 80s?
No, just 80s is like the new wave, the Miami Vice, the punk.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay.
I'm starting to like elevator music. That's how I know I'm getting old.
Oh, my God.
I'm starting to, now I go on elevators on purpose.
Huh.
And
I don't like elevators.
The taller building, the better.
No, I can hear more music. I'll take the stairs. Elevators really kind of worry me.
I'm actually only kidding. I really hate elevator music. If I hear any of those elevator artists, I actually get annoyed, which isn't pretty for me in public. That Kenny G stuff.
Oh, no. I know. Oh, gosh, no.
I think that instrument will fit all the way down his throat if someone just takes the time.
Or somewhere else.
It's going to end up down there anyway.
You're
what
right.
the hell?
That's a good point.
Yeah. And the other one there, that Michael Bolton.
I like him. But I like his new stuff.
I didn't know he had new stuff. I thought he kind of figured, like, what's the point now?
That's a good one, because that's what I would do. But no, he joined Rex with the Lonely Island. And
he's got,
you know, Jack Sparrow.
Oh, my God.
You never heard that. Oh, my God. It's so great. He's funny. Michael Bolton.
He's funny?
Oh, yeah.
Funny songs?
Oh, he's great. He's the best.
You are right.
Yeah. Okay. You got to look up the Lonely Island and Michael Bolton.
All right.
And he does Forrest Gump, and he's Say Hello to My Little Friend, and he's Aaron Brockovich. That whole video. Yes. Oh, my God. It's so awesome.
God.
It's been around for years. I've seen it years ago. But you're late to the
party. Thanks. Well, I didn't get an invitation. You know who I really hate during the summer? That margarita guy. What's his name there?
Jimmy Buffett.
Ugh.
He stepped on a pop top, and had to limp back home, right? That's all I can remember about that song. It's stupid.
I don't let the words.
It's a drunk.
It's a horrible. The whole thing is horrible.
It's a big melody gets in your brain and you want it out. You need a lobotomy.
Yeah, and then they have followers. What do they call those things? Paratroopers?
Yeah, your parrot heads.
Yeah.
No, I don't do that.
That's like a cult now. I mean,
I don't want it. It seems stupid and country music-ish to me.
I can imagine like walking through the woods and being lost and getting into a cabin and it's full of parrot heads and then they tie you to the stove or something.
Well,
they just
sing at you. I have to go.
That's bad. That's even bad.
Yeah.
We have to go now too.
Okay.
But this has been a lot of fun.
I like the short and sweet versions.
Well, you would because you are tortured by these things.
You says I'm not now.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. We wish you peace, especially Tori does. I know that.
They do.